Chapter 26. For the division of the gatekeepers, there were of the Korahites, Meshelemiah, the son of Kore, of the sons of Asaph. And Meshelemiah had sons, Zechariah the firstborn, Jediel the second, Zebadiah the third, Jathniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Johanan the sixth, Elioenai the seventh. And Obed-Edom had sons, Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, Sachar the fourth, Nathaniel the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, and Peulathai the eighth. God had indeed blessed him. Also to his son Shemaiah sons were born, who ruled over the house of their father, for they were mighty men of valor. The sons of Shemaiah were Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzabad, whose brothers Elihu and Semachiah were valiant men. All these were of the sons of Obed-Edom. They and their sons and their relatives were able men with strength for the service, 62 from Obed-Edom. And Meshelemiah had sons and relatives, 18 valiant men. Also Hosa, one of the sons of Merari, had sons. Shemrai the first, although he was not the firstborn, his father made him first. Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth. All the sons and relatives of Hosa were 13. To these divisions of the gatekeepers, the chief men were given duties like their relatives to minister in the house of the Lord. And they cast lots, the small and the great alike, according to their father's households, for every gate. And the lot to the east fell to Shelemiah. Then they cast lots for his son Zechariah, a counselor with insight, and his lot came out to the north. For Obed-Edom it fell to the south, and to his sons went the storehouse. For Shupim and Hosa it was to the west, by the gate of Shalekith, on the ascending highway. Guard corresponded to guard. On the east there were 6 Levites, on the north 4 daily, on the south 4 daily, and at the storehouse 2 by 2. At the Parbar, on the west, there were 4 at the highway, and 2 at the Parbar. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers of the sons of Korah, and of the sons of Merari. And the Levites, their relatives, had charge of the treasures of the house of God, and of the treasures of the dedicated gifts. The sons of Ladan, the sons of the Gershonites, belonging to Ladan, namely, the Jehielites, were the heads of the father's households, belonging to Ladan, the Gershonite. The sons of Jehieli, Zetham, and Joel, his brother, had charge of the treasures of the house of the Lord. As for the Amramites, the Izharites, the Hebronites, and the Uzielites, Shebuel, the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, was officer over the treasures, and his relatives by Eliezer were Rehabiah his son, Jeshiah his son, Joram his son, Zichri his son, and Shalomoth his son. This Shalomoth and his relatives had charge of all the treasures of the dedicated gifts which King David and the heads of the father's households, the commanders of thousands and hundreds, and commanders of the army, had dedicated. They dedicated part of the spoil won in battles to repair the house of the Lord. And all that Samuel the seer had dedicated, and Saul the son of Kish, Abner the son of Ner, and Joab the son of Zeruah, everyone who had dedicated anything, all of this was in the care of Shalomoth and his relatives. As for the Izharites, Chenaniah and his sons were assigned to outside duties for Israel as officers and judges. As for the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his relatives, 1,700 capable men, had charge of the affairs of Israel west of the Jordan, for all the work of the Lord and the service of the king. As for the Hebronites, Jerijah the chief, these Hebronites were investigated according to their genealogies and fathers' households in the 40th year of David's reign, and men of outstanding capability were found among them at Jazer of Gilead. And his relatives, capable men, were 2,700 in number, heads of fathers' households. And King David made them overseers of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of the Manassites, concerning all the affairs of God and of the king.